Oh, yeah, totally.
Author and hunter Jack Landers has made a career of eating offbeat stuff. And tonight, he's got several boxes full of cicadas in his Scottsville kitchen.
I feel creeped out looking at these cicadas and thinking, I'm going to eat one of these things. I've eaten a lot of very strange things before, hunting and fishing all over North America. I've eaten everything from armadillos to Chinese mystery snails, but this is my first time with cicadas.
He puts a dozen in the freezer to calm them before dropping the bugs into hot oil. Assisting in this culinary exercise are 6-year-old Harry Landers and his big sister, Ida.
I was the one who actually had this idea to eat cicadas. They're cooked with Worcestershire sauce. I have not encountered anything that I would not eat with Worcestershire sauce.
Actually, Landers seasons the bugs with Old Bay spice, hoping they might taste something like crabs, which are biologically speaking related to cicadas. Both are arthropods, and both, Landers says, should be served with white wine. In another corner of the kitchen, Carlos Pazua is preparing the sandwich he calls a BLTC. He figures the mouthfeel will be perfect.
You're just crunching on lettuce. Ooh, that squish is the squish of tomato, which we're supposed to eat.
Like any good chef, he samples his ingredients, putting a red-eyed bug in his mouth, alive.
There's a creaminess to it that I've gotten accustomed to. Some of the proteins in the wing, like they don't really like give into mastication. This is almost like plastic.
This is not news to 12-year-old Ross Barron, another dinner guest and a student at Mountaintop Montessori. He and his teacher have been planning a class project around cooking cicadas, and Ross checked them out.
I found it right outside my classroom and ate it raw.
Just popped it in your mouth?
I had to tear the wings and legs off. They're inedible.
How did you know that?
Common sense, really. They're very healthy, they're very abundant, and it's kind of a perfect choice, you know?
Ari Daniels agrees. A recent UVA graduate, he's been active in the local food movement and is firmly convinced that bugs are in our culinary future.
The higher up we eat on the food chain, the more impact it has, and the more impact we have, the quicker we're killing ourselves and destroying our planet. So the lower we get on the food chain, the less impact we have, and bugs are remarkably low on the food chain.
In fact, people around the world eat insects, grubs and caterpillars, dragonflies, flies, crickets and bees, ants, water bugs and wasps. Experts warn that people with food allergies should be cautious in trying cicadas and choose bugs that emerge far from golf courses and farm fields where they might be contaminated with weed killers and pesticides. The best ones are found in the early morning, newly molted from their shells. But mature females are also a good bet with their pointy abdomens full of eggs.
I think these are probably done. What do you think? If it was chicken, this would be done by now.
Clever cooks have incorporated cicadas into tacos and pizza, sushi, chili, and chocolate chip cookies. Which brings us to dessert, and Ari Daniels' chocolate-covered cicadas.
You want more chocolate or more?
What do you think?
More cicada.
What do you think?
Have that guy.
All right.
It's been in the fridge for like 8 months, and I'm just...
Wow, there's like there's something in my chocolate, but it's gone in a minute.
Mm-hmm. The cream-filled chocolates, you don't know what the cream is?
There are some little crunchy parts in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ari and I agreed there are better fillings for chocolate, but the bugs weren't bad. And if you don't really enjoy them, don't worry. You won't have to eat them again for 17 years. I'm Sandy Houseman.